You're doing great.
Power coming.
Joshua, is the name of the book again?
My book is called Harbinger. It's not pronounced Harbinger or Harbanger.
Harbinger?
Harbinger.
Binging, binge drinking?
Yeah. I think once we get hardcore into the book, it'll be Harbanger.
Yes.
Yeah. Until then,
Harbinger.
So, issue, we're all fixed. Issue 4 is on sale next week. 5 is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. The end of the arc. What you got in store for us, man?
I don't want to tell you, but but it's going to be awesome. We're escalating the relationship between Harada and Peter, and by the time 5 is over, they're no longer friends. And we'll put it like that. Another way to describe it without giving too much away is that the subtitle of issue 5 is Versus. Peter versus everything. Peter versus the world. So it's going to be really awesome. It was super exciting to write, and it's really great to get to this place because that means we can launch into the next story arc, which is Renegades, and we can start introducing and exploring some characters that we all, you and I, really love, and I'm really excited to get to this. So as soon as we blow everything up, we'll start again.
Do you see any members of the classic Harbinger team in there coming up in Renegades?
All of them. They're all coming up. Each one gets their own issue so that we can really get to know them. And then at issue 10, we're really out of the gate. So what you're going to get is you're going to get Chris's first full issue in 6. And this is really, really exciting for us because up until now, Chris is a way more interesting character than you guys. Our push, you already know Chris is interesting, but are the ones that have read the old Valiant. But up until now, admittedly, Chris had about 2 pages where she got to really be herself. In our first issue, and then she was under the influence of mind control, and she was hopelessly in love to the degree of Victorian cliche, and then she was hopelessly angry, and those aren't her. That's not her. So 6 is going to be really amazing. It's when we're going to come full circle on the first real storyline we put into place, which was the extremely difficult relationship between Peter and Chris, and. And then after that, we move on to Flamingo, who's too hot to handle. And then and that's going to be really awesome. I'm super excited for her. She's amazing. She's totally the kind of girl that goes to a hardcore show, loves fucking heavy metal, and then shows her tits at the show, and the lead singer catches on fire. Accidentally, of course. She doesn't mean harm. She's going to be really interesting and great. And the next is Torque, and I'm not going to tell you anything about Torque, because Torque is going to be awesome. And then and you're just going to have to wait and see how awesome Torque is going to be. Except that Torque has a penchant for Ed Hardy clothing. That's the only thing I'm going to say. And he likes Nickelback. No offense to any Nickelback fans here. Torque is awesome. And then Faith is going to get her own full issue. And those of you who love Faith, like I love Faith, which I do, Faith is actually, I shouldn't play favorites, but Faith is my favorite. And she's also the most aptly named character in comics, I think, because she really is the heart and soul and faith of not just the Renegades, but of our whole comic. I love Stiltman. Stiltman's overcompensating for something. Faith is by the end of 5, you're going to see the fate that you're going to be, those of you who stick with the book are going to be living with for a long time, and she's a great, great, great character, and she's the heart and soul of my entire life. And so she's finally going to get her own full storyline told from her point of view in 9, and then 10 is Peter sort of dealing with all these people he has that he's responsible for.
And as readers of Harbinger might have already noticed, Project Rising Spirit, which Dwayne Trzynski's been playing with over in Bloodshot, has played a minor role. Bloodshot's moving toward the end of his own first story arc. What's coming up for Bloodshot? And you and Warren here are really putting through the ringer. Is he going to come out on top of that?
Yeah, well, the next issue is 4. He eats 2 cows, I think. Just 1. No, that's my joke. That every issue, he seems to die or blow up or get his head blown off. Which is kind of in my contract, to make sure Bloodshot's head is blown off. But by issue 4, actually, he's kind of realized that he doesn't know who he is, and he realizes his head's full of false memories. But by 4, he's kind of pieced it in as much as you can be, and he realizes, I don't know who I am, but I'm going to kick whoever's doing this to me's ass. That's probably grammar, but you know, I'm going to find who did this and kick their ass. So the next big arc is sort of Bloodshot's assault on Project Rising Spirit, and it's brutal. And there's some surprising, there's some surprises in the, can I say that the basement? Can I say the basement is?
Let's hold off on the basement.
The basement? No, the nurse, basement.
Nurse.
Okay, how about the ante room?
Talk about the nursery. What's in the nursery?
No.
Hold on. We'll get to the nursery.
There is no nursery. There is nothing. No.
So rise and fall begins.
What happens is he comes face to face with a baby cat, and it's a moral dilemma. It's an existential crisis. No.
Rise and fall begins. Number 5, the Bloodshot going up against Rising Spirit, or Project Rising Spirit.
Right.
And then in issue 6, a very big secret about the Valley Room, which is called Light.
True. I guess I can't say who. No, I can't say anything. Wow, see, this is so hard. It's like tightrope walking. It's like, what can I say?
Yeah, I think what we can say is that what happens in that book will have massive repercussions on the Valley Universe for really the next year. I mean, it's yeah. You know, lots been building towards it. In the same way that we open the issue and we'll see where Bloodshot goes. First issue had, you know, massive repercussions for what he was as a character. What we're going to see here is where he goes when Project Rising Spirit, what he discovers there is really going to help refine the universe from there to come and have repercussions really helps. I don't want to get too far into spoiler stuff.
Yeah.
And issue 6 will also feature one of Trevor Harrison's first covers for Valiant, which is a pretty cool thing. This guy's probably best known for doing Class 4 and Ultimate X-Men.
Yeah, that's Trev's cover on the left over there. Trev is an extraordinary comic artist. He's come from a different cover story. It's really some beautiful things. Yeah, he did a Class 4. He also did a cover for Ultimate Coach Marvel release. So we're very excited.
All right, let's talk a little XO. So we just wrapped up, Harry and Robert just wrapped up first arc on the book. It's kind of a big juggernaut. We went through four printings. Anyone who's missed the first 4 issues so far is looking for a good place to jump onto the Valley Universe. The first trade will be coming out in December, which will be solicited at the end of this month. It's called Buy the Story Up. So reflect a little bit on, you know, how did the launch go for you? Where is Art going to be at going into his encounter with Ninja, which actually is on sale last week?
Yeah, I mean, as far as how the launch went, I mean, I couldn't be happier. I feel like to thank you all for that, and also retailers and things. You know, it's a very nerve-wracking thing to relaunch something that you know has a built-in fan base and you don't want to mess it up. And so I'm very pleased and I feel very fortunate that people have been able to enjoy it, you know, to the extent that they have, and hopefully we can keep that upward trajectory for you all, you know, and let your investment in us pay off. You know, I take that seriously. But as far as the next arc, it is going to be the... As far as the next arc, it is going to be the introduction of Ninjak, and basically we're trying to look at it from the perspective of if this thing really did happen and this character did drop out of the sky and the events that take place before actually happened in front of, you know, the world to see, what would be the repercussions of that? Or any universe where you have this highly advanced weapon suddenly appear on Earth and in that same universe there's a character who is, you know, the world's foremost weapon specialist. It makes sense that they would want to find out. The weapon specialist would want to know what's up with that weapon. So. To me, it's a very natural, organic thing to have these two characters come together. And I think that the way that they match up against each other, in the sense that XO is very much a Visigoth barbarian, is used to sort of very brute force, face-to-face, slugfest style of fighting, you know, rushing across the field and charging at Romans, whereas Ninjak is much more of a, based on stealth. And so it's very interesting to see how these two polar opposites, these two fighting styles, each fighting style being completely valid depending on the scenario, how these two match up, given different situations. We're going to see a lot of that in this next arc of issue 5 of issue 8.
Very cool. And Carrie.
That's it.
Over the course of 4 issues, man, you got to draw like spaceships, Visigoth armies, modern day Rome.
I tried to kill Carrie in this first arc.
So that's like the advice, the famous line, baby. You know, so did you have a favorite sequence? You seem to have found you've pretty much done more than the definitive case on Exo Manowar.
Yeah, favorite sequence. I think, well, as much as I think you may have hated me more than I hated you, or for that first, opening scene with all the barbarians and the Romans. I think that's the most people I've ever drawn in a single page ever. So, but it was a lot of labor and love that went into that one. So that was probably my favorite, you know, defining scene for the series. The one I remember. remember them or something.
When I was talking to Rob, I was like, I want Harry to throw 5,000 animals. Rob was like, no, 10,000.
So even though Ligar Beck will be coming on to the book with issue 5 to do the inter-ninjack art, we're happy to announce here at Baltimore that Harry is working on a top secret project for Valiant for 2013 that is absolutely top secret. No one on this panel should say anything about
it.
But big stuff.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff coming out. With 5 to 8 for Exo, we have Ligar Beck doing the return of Ninjak, or the first appearance of Ninjak, and we're very excited about where it's going. We schedule the artists to make sure that they're able to hit their goals and hit their deadlines, and that's why we move artists from art to art. The main goal is to make sure that we have to ship the books on time, so that's really a key focus for us. So we're real excited. And we couldn't be happier with the way the first X
And now Mr. Van Lombeck.
Yes.
Archer Armstrong. Ninja Nuns, Nazi Llamas, 1%. What is the voice of this book in the Valiant universe?
I mean, that's kind of what I want every issue to be. It's just jam-packed with fun and insanity and satire. I mean, we're the one book where, each book kind of has distinct voice and genre. Archer and Armstrong goes everywhere and can do anything, and you never know what's coming around the corner. And at the heart, we have these two great characters that very much have been created, updated and tweaked slightly for the modern era. I've been thrilled with how the book's been received, and we're moving to a big climax in their conflict with Obadiah Archer's parents and the sect, and that happens in 4, and we begin a new chapter in 5.
Yeah, man. Want to talk about what happens in 5?
I would like to.
About the return of the Eternal War.
Yes. Eternal Warrior returns in Archer Armstrong number 5. He is Armstrong's brother, Gilead. Everybody is excited about this except Archer and Armstrong, because in the conclusion of 4, without giving too much away, Archer and Armstrong do something that they probably shouldn't have, and it invokes the wrath of the Eternal Warrior. And so Gilead is now after Obadiah Archer. Gilead is, if Armstrong's motto is live and let live, it's very much live and let die, and the book may be called Armstrong, starting with 6, because Gilead always gets his man.
Very cool. And now, last but certainly not least, Shadow Man. This is a book that we're very excited for. Patrick Zercher is absolutely brilliant. And if you haven't seen any of the pages yet, we actually have a preview downstairs that we're giving away for free while we're at the show. But as your applause can testify to, Shadow Man is one of our most demanded characters in the time of the relaunch. So, Justin,
I'm pretty loud. They can probably hear me and count. But
what is your take on the character, and where is Shadow Man's first encounter?
My take on Shadow Man is that he punches monsters in the face hard. He's a little different than the original version of Jack Boniface. This is Jack Boniface again. He does take some aspects from the Michael LeRoy version of it. So one of the advantages of doing relaunch is that we were able to pick the stuff that we thought really worked well. Patrick and I, we were working with Warren to integrate into the book. So Jack Boniface, when we first meet him in issue 1, is really lost. He's not a lost soul. He knows who he is, but he's trying to look and find where it comes from, and what he discovers about where it comes from is nothing he ever expected was even a possibility. So it's interesting. We've got a pretty good story for Jack coming up there that I'm having a lot of fun writing. And Patrick is just doing insane work on the art.
Co-plotting this one with Justin. They're sort of working closely together on that.
Very closely. We actually moved in together.
Yeah.
We've got a little place downtown. It's yeah, fun.
I came over, which it is, you know, got me bumped in, but it's been a lot of fun. I'm very excited. It's really been fun. It's been incredibly beautiful here in Progress Appreciation by Dave Thompson. He's doing some beautiful, beautiful work there. So it's been on sale.
First week of November.
First week of November. And make sure you check out the two pictures that we have downstairs. It's just, your mom was most cute.
Happy to take your questions about where the Valley Universe is heading. If you look up here, this is actually Manuel Lupicino, who's going to be taking over